GA leaders together on stage at AOPA Summit. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. AOPA Summit opened yesterday with a 9 a.m. session during which AOPA President Craig Fuller shared the stage with leaders of other GA organizations. In this abridged audio version, we're going to focus on the comments that had to do with the economic state of the aviation industry and its relationship with lawmakers. Craig Fuller started by inviting Ed Bolin of the National Business Aviation Association, James Coyne of the National Air Transportation Association, and Pete Bunce of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association to provide updates.
Okay, we've got all this firepower up here, so I get to ask the questions. I might respond a little bit as we go through this. They don't really know what's coming. I wanted to turn first to Congress, because it's something that we're all dealing with day in and day out. I know it's an interesting election the other night as I was on my way to Tampa. Maybe, Ed, I'll start with you. You worked up on the Hill. I think one of the things that surprised me this year is the extent to which the Congress has been responsive, listened to, and been responsive to some of our concerns. Leadership on the Democratic side and the Republican side. And I guess that maybe I'd ask you to look forward. We talked about look forward a little bit and think and talk a little bit about where we are now, whether the election changed anything, and what we might hope to see in terms of congressional support next year on some of our key issues.
Well, I think part of the reason that we have seen some support from Capitol Hill is because it's clear that in this recession, the number one policy issue is jobs. Creating jobs is critically important to every member of Congress. It's on the mind of all of the constituents. And I think what we've been able to do as a collective community is get the message to Capitol Hill that general aviation does mean jobs. It means jobs for pilots. It means jobs for people in manufacturing facilities. It means jobs at FBOs. It means jobs for controllers. It means jobs in education, jobs in insurance, jobs in finance, jobs in advertising, jobs in publications. And I think that they're beginning to see this really is a critical U.S. industry. General aviation really matters. General aviation serves America. And so I think it's an exciting time to see the support growing and building on Capitol Hill and seeing people begin to want to be identified with our industry. People saying, we'll start a caucus. I want to be part of that. I want to join. I want people to know that I recognize the value of this industry. And I think that gives us an opportunity, once that's been established, that we're about jobs, about economic opportunity, about mobility. It gives us an opportunity to really make further progress, and I think that's our challenge, is to take advantage of the momentum.
Great. Jim, you got your hands on the pulse of what goes on up there. You were up there. You know the anxieties that elected officials have in times as the electorate sends messages, as I think they did the other night. How do you think that might affect us? How do you think they're going to look at our issues next year?
Well, I think the election on Tuesday gives many sitting members of Congress, use the word, kind of nervousness. They know that the electorate is very disappointed in the economy, worried about job loss and other things. And there's also a very substantial, anti-things as normal kind of attitude. They want positive performance and change. And so the average member of Congress who might have a very secure seat, I think the mood is not that different. But they're probably about almost 100 members of the House and Senate who are very nervous right now, and they're afraid that if they offend some important constituency, it could end up to their defeat. And then that's really our greatest opportunity, because we are a united constituency. All of us together know what's so terribly important. We depend upon government making the right decisions. Now is a time of tremendous leverage for us all, because we can go to our members of Congress. We don't have to go with a sledgehammer necessarily, but we can go to them with just the reality of who we are and say to them, we really are concerned that Congress has gotten close to making some very bad decisions, user fees and other things, and we want to know where you stand. And this is especially a good time for us to go to members of Congress. With the election, it's only literally exactly 12 months from today. and go to these men and women and say, all we want to know from you is where you stand. We don't want double talk. We don't want waffling. We want you to tell us, are you going to support aviation? Does it matter to you? And if they give us the wrong answer, this is a year for us to make sure that they get, if you will, punished for having the wrong answer.
You gotta like his style, huh? I do think that point is so important. And clearly, they are listening. I mean, the healthcare debate was changed because of town hall meetings back home. You can change that debate. Pete, you've worked hard to help them understand what this job's impact is and the time it's going to take to climb out of this. Do you think they're hearing it? And do you have any encouraging news on the aviation jobs front?
Well, Craig, on a positive side, we're getting a lot of different coalitions being built. Obviously, we all have been working hard on the GA caucuses, both in the House and in the Senate, and more members are joining. And if your member is not participating in the General Aviation Caucus, talk to them about it. Ask them if they're participating, because it's very important. Also, we're very encouraged by a letter that was sent to President Obama from the House, which every single member of the Aviation Subcommittee on Transportation and Infrastructure in the House signed a letter, said, do not come forward with a user fee plan. And when you talk to Chairman Costello, he said, it'll be dead on arrival. So we're very encouraged there. But we have to realize that we are going to need help in this next year, because the Aviation Trust Fund is down. There's tremendous economic pressure on the administration to find ways to cut the deficit. The airlines are unrelenting in their attacks. Craig, you've responded recently very, very well on behalf of all of us to USA Today articles attacking airports. So the pressure continues. And then on the environmental front, the challenges are tremendous for our entire industry, both turbine and piston. So we are going to need Congress's help in the years ahead.
You know, Pete mentioned this letter, and I just want to pause for a minute because we're going to talk about it more. We hope to have Chairman Costello here if the voting in Washington allows it. He deserves a lot of credit. He really took the lead in crafting a letter. In my experience, it is unheard of for a Congress that is so focused on so many pressing issues of the day right now, this year, to get that many members of Congress, and as you said, the key ones, to actually write a letter telling the administration, don't send us something next year. I thought it was quite remarkable. And again, all of us were involved in encouraging that and supporting that and writing to our members and getting them to support it.
In a moment, we'll be back at AOPA Summit's opening session for comments on No Plane, No Gain, a campaign being conducted by NBAA and GAMA. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approaches. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack at the AOPA Summit in Tampa, Florida. During the opening session, Craig Fuller made note of criticism by some within general aviation that the industry has been too reactive in its public outreach. Ed Bolin and Pete Bunce commented.
One of the things I know we all hear is, are we sometimes too reactive? Can't we get ahead of some of these issues? And I really applaud Ed and Pete, who kind of launched this earlier this year, No Plane, No Gain. And really, Ed's also been at the forefront of helping with other efforts that communicate the value of aviation to local officials across the country. And we've had great support from mayors as a result of that. And I guess I want to recognize that, but I'd also maybe give us an update on how that's doing, you and Pete, No Plane, No Gain, as well as some of the efforts out across the country.
Well, the No Plane, No Gain started in February, and it was very reactive, as you said. We tried to get the message out that business aviation can be a sign of a well-managed company, that business aviation is essential. It's essential to a company's ability to get lots of places in a single day, to move groups of people and talk about proprietary information, to move products that don't fit in an overhead bin, and to provide a lifeline to the communities that have little or no airline service. So we started with that campaign, but over the course of the past 6 months, we've been trying to develop it, trying to evolve it. And I think some of the things that we have now really go to the heart of that. We announced a couple of weeks ago, Pete and I did it at the NBAA convention, a new Nexus study that really gets to what shareholders get when the companies use the airplane. It also talks about the fact that by any measure, America's best companies, the most innovative companies, the most dynamic companies, the best places to work, the most trusted brands, they all use business aviation. And so collectively they're making the point, business airplanes are the sign of a well-managed company. And so we're really trying to take that forward, trying to be proactive in getting that message. We've brought Arnold Palmer on board as a spokesperson for the No Plane, No Gain campaign. But we're also trying to get others to talk about the importance of business aviation. And Craig talked about the mayors. And that's really, we want to get others involved. We want community leaders to speak out and saying, that airport that USA Today is attacking is the future of our community. And while a lot of us may not fly airplanes, a lot of us may not own airplanes, we're all dependent on that. And so it's really trying to get a mind shift away from business aviation being something that a few corporations have or something that a few hobbyists do, and get people to understand general aviation is essential. It's essential to our nation's job base. It's essential to communities with little or no airline service. It's essential to companies trying to be productive and efficient. And it's essential to our humanitarian efforts. Those important flights like the Corporate Angel Network, those flights like Veterans Airlift Command, the flights, Angel Flights, all of that is really essential.
Great. Pete, I know some of your members, you're supporting No Plane, No Gain, and I also know some of your members have launched their own communications about the value of general aviation aircraft. And is that going to continue? How's that been working?
Craig, we're using, Ed talked about these different studies that we've assembled, whether it's how much on a business aviation aircraft, how many of the senior executives on board versus the large percentage of those flights are flown with senior management, and the capability of using these aircraft to go out and grow additional jobs. And we're using and packaging these different data points from the studies. Each one of the companies are going to use them for their own campaigns. We've got a very, very active communications committee within the manufacturers. And some of the things that have really bore very good fruit for us is doing things at the grass tops level versus grassroots. Grass tops are the local decision makers, the local media. We had a tremendous event down in Arkansas where we had both senators and the governor come in and talk about general aviation being the number one value export in the entire state, and talking about how general aviation affects every element within the state of Arkansas. And we're trying to replicate that in different communities in different states across the country. We're trying to get data. First of all, we assembled it from the manufacturer and said, look at your supply base. Tell us where the tentacles of that run throughout the country. We're gathering that data. Then we're going to be able to hand it to Jim's folks to be able to say, okay, now build on it. Then Ed's folks and your folks and Tom's folks and everybody, so that we can get a real picture to be able to say, we not only contribute $150 billion to the U.S. economy, but let's talk about where each one of those jobs are. Because we all know that when we go up on Capitol Hill and we're able to talk to a representative and talk to a senator and say, this is what is going to affect your constituent and jobs within your district, that's when they will start to listen. And so I think our communications plan is to be able to to keep working at grass tops level. And quite frankly, as a community, we have not done a good job of being able to tell our story outside of our industry media. And we need to do a better job. And of course, national media is tough because the number of reporters out there are shrinking. It's going more to blogs. So that just makes our job even tougher to be able to go out and communicate with the mainstream media just how important our industry is.
I hope that you get a sense that this is a group of people who is out there working every day on your behalf. We very much enjoy what we do. We very much enjoy and appreciate the support all of you give us to do what we do. I'd like to invite the entire group just to sort of step into the center of the stage, take a bow, and please thank them.
Following the opening session, the ribbon was cut on the exhibit floor. Officially, AOPA says exhibitors are down 30% from last year, but some exhibitors have already told us customer traffic is actually pretty good. I'll bring you a few more highlights in next week's special features in audio form. You can find our video coverage at aero-tv.net. AOPA's official coverage of its own event can be found at aopa.org. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.